As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
You guys ever been in this situation before where you're dating somebody and it's impossible for them to hide their insecurities right off the bat?
100%. And it's such a turnoff. Like, just be confident, my dude.
God, it's exhausting, right?
Mm. Oh, that was me in my 20s.
Was it?
Oh my God, yes.
You're just not exactly sure what she's seeing. You start to get nervous about what you say because it's going to be interpreted differently than what you meant. And you're just like living with your emotions on a swivel almost.
I felt like that when I was younger and I really liked her. Like, if I was really into her, I would get super insecure.
Really?
Yeah, I would be like, think about everything I said. I probably would shake around her. I would be nervous.
And it would get to the point where I wouldn't even be being myself. I would be, I would end up trying to be the person I thought they wanted me to be.
Right.
Oh.
And it's one of those deals.
I couldn't see it right off the bat. And I've always said, like, the crazy crown comes on in about 90 days. Like, you can hide your insecurities. And this has always, like, been weird for me. Like, if you can hide your insecurities in... act like a normal person for 90 days, why can't you do it for 10 years?
Because that's exhausting.
That's a lot of time.
You know what it looks like. I mean, you know what healthy looks like because you've been faking it now for 90 days.
Pretending is easier than actually being real.
Right. Yeah. So I'm asking the question because we get this email because she's kind of feeling like an a-hole right now because she's about to dump him for his insecurities. And if you have something going on in your life you want to share with us, hit us up at theburtshow.com. This one's to you, Kristen.
Yeah, it was. It was an email sent to me that I forwarded to the crew.
Okay. Hi, Kristen. I love you and the Burt Show, and I've been listening since 2010 and definitely consider myself a P1 listener. So I have a situation, and I want to know if I'm the a-hole.
I forwarded it because she's a P1, and she wants to know if she's an a-hole. Those are a match made in heaven.
If you don't know what a P1 is, you are not one. I am in my 30s, and as we all know, it's literally for the birds to date. It's awful. For the first time ever, I downloaded a dating app, Hinge. Is that the right one?
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with Hinge.
What separates Hinge from the others?
It's just like every app has a different way of working. So like Bumble, you swipe right, you swipe left, and girls have to make the move. Whereas Hinge, it's like anybody can like anybody. It's the Wild Wild West.
Okay. I matched with a guy that was completely out of what I would always go for or thought I was attracted to. Also, my first non-Spanish speaking man. I was and am very attracted to him. We went out on 3 dates and were talking for about 2 weeks. Everything was great. He was great. I mean, piano playing was phenomenal. I could tell this guy was really into me. I believe we both really liked each other, more than expected for sure. But one thing I kept hearing him saying or kind of asking if I was actually really into him or if I really liked him, etc., over and over and over again. I asked him if I had said or done something to him to think that I didn't, and also pointed out that I didn't appreciate that and him questioning my level of interest in him, in which I think was very obvious. Is that the way I'm reading it or the way it's written?
Mm-hmm.
I really, really, really like this guy. On our last time hanging out after playing piano, he did the same thing and he threw in the whole, I just wouldn't want you to settle.
That would be infuriating after a while if he's constantly, are you really into me? Are you sure you really like me? Because at a certain point, you're just like, Now you're...
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that line, I'll come back to that in a second because I think that speaks volumes. I was very confused and put off by that and ended up leaving after having a 2 to 3 minute conversation about the whole incident. I did not stay the night as planned. We are no longer speaking, but was I the a-hole? That one line right there, I just wouldn't want you to settle, says it all to me. It's like his self-worth is like down here somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to feel it time and time again in this relationship, but he's already interpreting like this relationship that she is settling for a guy like him. And if a guy feels like that, that's a tough foundation.
There's nothing she can do. That's unfortunate. I feel for her because you like Abby said earlier, you want him to just have some confidence. Obviously it's working, but you can't do anything about that. That's his insecurity. He feels like he's dating outside of his league. I feel like he thinks he's dated up and he can't see the worth in himself. And yeah, I mean, I can understand how you wouldn't want to deal with that.
I've said this before, like, yeah, relationships take work, but they shouldn't feel like a job. And this feels like a job where she's constantly having to reassure him that, yes, I like you. Yes, I want to be with you. No, I'm not settling. And if you're having that conversation every single time you hang out, it is. It's exhausting. It's annoying. Having to coddle somebody. Like, I feel bad for him. I don't think she's the a-hole. And I also feel bad for him that I wish he could see his self-worth and know that he deserves to be with a quality woman that cares about him. Bro's got to work on himself.
I understand why people are sticking it out, though. You know, based on Abby's stories and the emails that we get, man, it's tough out there.
Mm-hmm.
The pool of really, like, healthy, quality people to date is really, really tough. So you got a guy like this, and you're like, God, you're just trying to hold on for as long as you can because there's really nothing better out there.
Yeah, if the piano playing is phenomenal, girl, just stick it out. But I don't blame you.
I mean, it's because he's trying so hard, Abs.
Oh, yeah, he's like...
Okay, give him everything he got.
Yeah, it sounds like he's self-sabotaging, so I don't blame her. You are not the a-hole here.
Let it go. It's exhausting.
The Burt Show.